Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks. This is Pastor Zach, and this is the podcast from which we hear from heaven and we silence the voice of the earth. This is the podcast where your morning meets your mandate. Again, I'm Pastor Zach, and this week we're unlocking tools to maximize your potential. I want you to know you weren't just made to exist. You were called to expand, excel, and evolve. Hear me again. You are called. Say after me, I have been called to expand, to excel, and to evolve. Evolve into what? The fullness of God's plan for your life. Let's get into it. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." This is God's word to Jeremiah. Let us pray before we get into this word. Father, we thank you for forming us with purpose, and we ask you to uncover what we buried under fear and failure. May this week unlock greatness in us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen. Hey, I want you to know that you're not random. I know sometimes it feels like we're random. Sometimes it feels as if we're overlooked. But you need to understand you're on a divine assignment wrapped in human skin. You're on divine assignment. The trauma didn't cancel the call. The loss didn't remove the anointing. Before you were formed, you were known. Before you were born, you were set apart. Before they even rejected you, heaven had already selected you. Oh, you ought to give God praise for that. 3 points I want you to get from today's topic. Today's topic is the call to maximize. God wants you to maximize the call that's on your life. Why? Because we're living in evil days and perilous times. It's important to know who you are and whose you are. Here's my point one. One, you were chosen before you were challenged. That's the awesome thing about God. God already know what's to come, but he already prepare us for what's to come. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. That means your potential is not activated by what's surrounding you. It's activated by your source. God is your source. That's why the writer could put in Psalms, "I will look to the hills from which cometh my help." My help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. God is your source. Can you say after me, God is my source? Oh, you didn't say it. Yeah. Say it again. God is my source. God saw even your trauma, your trial, and every trap and still said yes to your existence. Isn't that awesome? God factored you in failures and still called you forward. Even in the Bible, he did that, known for doing that. There was a lady by the name of Esther. Esther faced genocide, but her identity gave her some authority. She didn't survive the challenge. She was the solution to it. I need you to hear me today. Prophetic insight for you today. The reason why you're still here is because the challenge came to crush you, but the call refused to let you die. Why die when you can live? I need someone to cry out, "I will live and not die to declare the glory of God." Not only are you chosen before your challenge, point two, you're anointed for the assignment others avoid. Wow, that's powerful, right? Because Jeremiah 1, 6, and 7, the same text, the prophet is told, "Do not say, I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you." The prophet was intimidated by age. But God told him to stop shrinking from what you were born to confront. And some of you today, God wants you to stop shrinking from the things you were born to confront. Being set apart doesn't make you strange. It makes you strategic. You're not extra, but you are essential. Even in the Bible, another person by the name of David. David was not even invited to the battle or to the blessing. When the prophet Nathan comes to his father Jesse and tells Jesse that in your house is a king, David was not invited to the blessing, to be anointed for the blessing. God had to tell the prophet, "Hey, man, look at the outer appearance, but I look at the heart." And even when it was time to face Goliath, David was not called to the battle. But Goliath wasn't killed until David showed up. Come on, you ought to catch that this day. God says, until you show up, there won't be some things that will be killed. See, in your family, it's time for you to show up so that poverty can be killed. In your family, it's time for you to show up so that diabetes can be killed. In your family, and on your street, and in your neighborhood, it's time for you to show up so that God can show out. There's something only your oil can destroy. Don't deny your design just because the room doesn't recognize you. So again, you were chosen before you were challenged. You were anointed for the assignment others avoid. And finally, your yes will unlock what's hidden in you. What are you saying to me, Pastor Zach? 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you. What does that mean? Destiny doesn't just appear, it must be stirred. The enemy's greatest fear isn't that you fail, it is that you finally say yes. The most dangerous version of you is the one that obeys God fully. Do you hear me on today? You tuned in at the right time because God wants a yes out of you. There was a man by the name of Moses in the Bible. You've been saved more than a day. You know about Moses. Moses doubted himself until he surrendered. And when he did, a deliverer rose from the wilderness. Some of you listening are one obedient move away from unlocking a level of purpose you didn't even know was buried in you. If today's message stirred you, stirred something in you, if you know deep down that you've been living beneath what God spoke over you, this is your moment. Say yes to the one who saw you before the chaos, before the compromise, and still called you his. You should say yes. Text yes. Text, matter of fact, text yes to someone who's been praying for you. DM heaven back with your surrender and you let your surrender be yes. Let us pray. Father, in this moment, we say yes. Yes to purpose. Yes to the pressure. Yes to the process. We rebuke every lie that said we are not enough. We're not worthy. Stir up what you place in us before the world tried to silence it. Today, we don't just survive. Today, we maximize. We walk in purpose, push through pressure, and pursue the path heaven wrote in Jesus' mighty name. If you agree with this prayer today, will you shout out, Amen? Come on, do it again. Amen. Do it one more time. Amen. You're not just alive. Your sign. So go win the day on purpose. Keep listening because when heaven speaks, everything changes. God bless.